Namo Om Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Vishnaya Vidhavi Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vrucharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Vishnu. Yeah, quite a few names are still left that we actually wanted to end the program, or actually the organizers thought of ending the program at 9 o'clock. But I thought, let the offerings go on till 9 o'clock, and then I will speak with him. Of course, the problem is that once I start speaking, it's no more a short speech. It ends up, like I was thinking the other day, I was actually telling them also, was it here or in, no, in Radharadana temple. I thought I'll just have a kirtan, but then after the kirtan, I thought I'll just make a short presentation, speak a little. But then the devotees asked me to sit on the vasasana. I was about to speak right from where I was, on the floor. And then when I went to speak, then I looked at my watch and I saw that I had been speaking since 35 minutes. And I spoke for what? So, anyway, first of all, I want to thank you all for the very beautiful and heartfelt offerings that you have written and that you have read out. This is actually the loving exchange. I realize that it is necessary, because if we don't have this exchange, probably we cannot properly appreciate the depth of our relationship. There is a need for us to speak, to make each other aware of our internal thoughts, internal feelings. And I was very touched to see, to hear your offerings. It's unfortunate that I couldn't allow everyone to speak. But I'll read them, and I'll respond also. Last year I tried to do that. I don't know whether I replied all the offerings that I received, but I tried to write. And actually what I did is, I put them on the Ishtagoshti. All the offerings that I received were put in the Ishtagoshti. I thought, since you're not printing a Vyaspuja book, let's use the BCS Ishtagoshti for everyone to read the offerings. And also I wanted to thank everyone who gave donations on this occasion of my birthday. Or rather, thank you all very much for all the birthday gifts that you gave. There was a time when you all used to give me gifts. Today I was remembering, I was discussing with Jagadananda Pandit that in 1993, when we had the Vyaspuja celebration in New Mayapur, France, the program I think went on till about 11:30. Then I came to my room, and all the gifts are brought. And there's so many gifts. And I told Jagannath, let's open them. And we started to open them. And it went on for about an hour and a half. So it was fun. And I told him that that's the most exciting part of it. now, of course, I told all of you, there's no need to give gifts because I can't really use them. Rather give me Lakshmi. Whatever money you would have spent to buy the gift, and because that can be more effectively and more fruitfully utilized. And so thank you all very much for all your donations. And thank you very much for making this festival such a wonderful event. Jagadananda, Sunil Mohan, Prabhanu just told me how devotees are expressing their appreciation for this program. Many devotees phoned them and told them that this was the most wonderful Vyas Puja they ever had in Durban. And I can see what I was telling them Jagadananda, Sunil Mohan and Prabhanu when they came and told me that. He told them that actually what made this festival so wonderful, it is the spirit that made it so wonderful. I mean, when you look at it, it was not so gorgeous in the arrangement. Like, I remember my birthday celebrations in Durban used to be a lot more gorgeous than the previous one that used to be. And that's one of the reasons why I actually stopped allowing my disciples to celebrate my birthday in a grand way like that, and I stopped it. Because I thought that it was getting into some sort of a competition, a very unhealthy competition. The disciples start thinking, oh, their guru's Vyas Puja was so great, so now we'll have to make it even greater. But that's a very, very, that's an undesirable thing. Actually, we are not here to compete with each other, but we are here to sincerely serve Srila Prabhupada, to promote this movement. And competition creates a very unhealthy, undesirable atmosphere. Because the competition is a mode of passion. But devotional service is in a mode of goodness. There is no room for passion and ignorance in devotional service. Especially passion. Because passion automatically leads to ignorance. So we have to transcend this mode of passion and ignorance and come to the mode of goodness, at least. But our destination is pure goodness. Passion automatically leads to ignorance. Like, you work hard during the day, and then at the end of the day, what happens? You become tired and fall asleep. You work hard in the mode of passion, and then you fall asleep in the mode of ignorance. The next morning you get up again, you wake up in the mode of passion and start to work again, to fall asleep. So this is how passion and ignorance just rotate. The mode of goodness is standing away from passion and ignorance. Just get out of this cycle and stand aside and just watch what's happening. In one hand, to watch what's happening and try to figure out why it is happening. And then, on the other hand, you see how Krishna is the controller. When you watch, you see how everything is happening due to the influence of karmic reactions. we can't really blame anybody, or we can't really accuse anybody for what's happening to us. We ourselves are the architects of our own destiny. Whatever is happening to us is simply due to our previous karma. So to see that, to understand that, is to come to the mode of ignorance. I'm sorry, mode of goodness. But in the passion, you don't think, you just get carried away. That is the mode of passion. And ignorance is totally unconscious. But to understand what is the mode of goodness. So in one hand, we see how everything is happening, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. In the material nature, everything is happening due to the guna and karma, due to the influence of guna and karma. But being bewildered by false ego, one thinks that he is the doer. So to stand aside and watch and see why things are happening the way they are happening, and then you see that how it is also due to divine arrangement of Krishna. This whole arrangement, yesterday we were actually discussing about it, that this, what is this material nature? The material nature is a glance of Mahavishnu. Now what is Mahavishnu is doing? Mahavishnu is lying down. Mahavishnu is sleeping. Nidra. Yoga Nidra. And when you lie down and sleep, what happens? You dream. So this glance of Mahavishnu is the, in a way, is a dream of Mahavishnu. But because it is Mahavishnu's dream, it is also absolute reality. So material nature is not unreal. It is Mahavishnu's dream. And we are just placed in that dream and we are functioning according to this autopilot, that we can say. The autopilot that has been set up due to the modes of material nature and our karmic reactions. But the way to get out of it is to be in the mode of goodness. That's why mode of goodness is the platform where devotional service begins. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dayaschari cheto etoir anabiddha sthitang satte prasidati evang prasanna manuso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tatta vijnanam mukta sanga. So material nature is functioning, rajo and tamo, ignorance and passion. But sthitam satte prasidati, when one becomes situated in a mode of goodness, then he is able to render devotional service, bhagavad bhakti yogata. And result is prasanna manaso. One's mind becomes completely satisfied. So we have come here to become situated in the mode of goodness. Passion will never let us transcend the mode of passion. Mode of passion will simply lead us to the ignorance, mode of ignorance. It's Therefore, we have to make, at some point, we have to make an endeavor to come out of the cycle of passion and ignorance and become situated in a mode of goodness. So try to cultivate the mode of goodness. Avoid the influence of passion and ignorance. And what's the influence of passion and ignorance? The influence of passion and ignorance is kama lobha dayashchiti. Kaam, lobh, lust, greed, etc. So this etc., what does this etc. imply? Four other factors. Lust, greed, anger,
envy,
illusion,
envy,
pride, and envy. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moho, mad, mast. So these are the six enemies. Sara Ripu. Ripu means enemy. Sara means six. Six enemies. Six enemies to our spiritual advancement. Lust, greed, anger, etc. How to overcome them? The way to overcome them is by being engaged in Krishna service. Being engaged in Krishna service means becoming aware of Krishna. Becoming aware of Krishna means becoming aware of the fact that Krishna is the controller. Things are happening by Krishna's arrangement. Today I just met, what's your name? I see, you met, did I meet you this evening?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so I met somebody who is going through some physical difficulties, and I was very, very pleased to hear when she was telling me that she's seeing that it is actually Krishna's arrangement. Making her go through these difficulties, Krishna is making her Krishna conscious. So that's a wonderful realization. And that is the meaning of seeing things in the light of Krishna's mercy. Everything that is happening in our life is beneficial for us. When we are enjoying our situation, then of course we don't have to worry about it at all. Everybody loves to be in that situation. But the real test comes when we face difficulties. And when we face difficulties, then how should we face it? What should be our mentality? What should be our attitude? Our attitude is that, well, it is time to become Krishna conscious. It's time to depend upon Krishna. This is the time to depend upon Krishna. So if difficulties make us Krishna conscious, are the difficulties desirable or not? So that is a devotee. That's the difference between a materialistic person and a devotee. Materialistic people do not want difficulties. They just don't want it. But even though they don't want it, it comes. They can't avoid it. And devotee knows that, well, just as good time came, a bad time also will come. And when bad time comes, then he says, well, this is the reminder. After all, this material nature is not such a wonderful place to be in. Now let's prepare ourselves to become free from all this material entanglement and become attached to Krishna. You remember the prayer of Kunti Devi? What is she saying? Krishna give us more and more difficulties. Because at the time of difficulties, you are with us. And we were with you. But now that the good time has come, I'm worried that we may forget you. So give us distresses, give us difficulties. And materialistic way of life means what? Asking for recognition. Recognition means distinction, adoration and profit. Recognition means the influence of false ego. I am the greatest. What does false ego tell us? What is the false ego? Boy, you are the greatest. That is false ego. Don't compromise. You are the greatest. And how do you establish your greatness? By making yourself situated in that big position, big power, big influence, distinction, adoration, and profit. That is what material nature is just provoking us with. Material nature means the illusory influence of the Lord that makes us away from the Lord. Two things, avaranatmika and bikshepatmika. Avaranatmika means it covers. It covers our consciousness, and as a result of that, we forget Krishna. And bikshepatmika throws us away from Krishna. We are just gone away from. So that's what material nature is doing. Therefore, we should be very, very careful about these influences of material nature and try to be unaffected by them. So, modes of material nature tie us down to the material nature, especially the mode of which automatically leads to ignorance. Ignorance is not so bad. Because when you're fast asleep, you don't know what's happening. But it's the passion that involves you. But the ultimate, the unavoidable consequence of mode of passion is ignorance. Therefore goodness becomes situated in the mode. In the material nature, there is no pure goodness. It's mixed goodness. Even the goodness is mixed with passion and ignorance. The real goodness is spiritual clarity, Krishna consciousness. So become situated in Krishna consciousness, become situated in pure goodness. And try to become free from the influence of false ego. Because that is how Maya is working on us, through our false ego. Now how to get rid of our false ego? By becoming engaged in service of Krishna and his devotees. And when you become engaged in the service of Krishna and his devotees, all kinds of wonderful things start to happen. One is by hearing from them and by receiving their mercy. The transcendental knowledge begins to dawn in our hearts. And that transcendental knowledge will situate us in the mode of goodness. As I said, this is knowledge. The real knowledge is to realize that whatever is happening is due to the karmic reactions. And whatever is happening is due to Krishna's divine arrangement. I have my karmic reactions, it could have been, due to the karmic reactions, it would have been much worse. But because Krishna is taking care of me, that's why it didn't turn out to be that bad. So in this way, a devotee is always in a very positive mood. And then what happens when you develop our devotion for Krishna? Then all the divine qualities will automatically become manifest in us. Jashasti bhaktir bhagavat akinchana sarvai gunai statra samasati sura. Sarvai gunai statra samasati sura. All the divine qualities of the demigods become manifest in that person. So we do not have to separately cultivate those qualities. Those qualities will automatically become manifest. When the heart becomes purified, then all our actions also will become purified. So it's a very genuine process. And we have to approach this process in a genuine way. No duplicity, no pretension. There should not be any pretension about this. We are not becoming devotees to get any recognition or name and fame from the world. The only person that we want to give us the recognition is Krishna. And Krishna is sitting in our hearts. Can we cheat him? No. No. He knows. Rather, on the other hand, when we try to impress others by all kind of cheating methods, then Krishna feels so bad. In spite of coming so close to me, why are you doing all that? So just depend upon me. Just offer yourself to me. Don't you know that I'm going to take care of you and all this? So why are you worried? What will this name and fame and distinction, adoration and profit in this material nature give? What will it give you? Some temporary thrill? Little recognition? But for how long will it last? At the time of dying, will that be of any use at all? No. So just depend upon me. That's what Krishna is worth. That's what Krishna is telling time and time again. Just surrender unto me. Surrender unto me is just depend upon me. Just become conscious about me. Just become concerned about me. And that's it. That is what Krishna consciousness means. Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious. And what is the other side of it? Materialistic way of life means Maya conscious. Maya conscious means money conscious. Of course, if you can engage that money in the service of Krishna, that's very good. And some of you are doing it so wonderful. You are earning your money and trying to use it in Krishna's service, assist Krishna's mission, Prabhupada's mission. Do that, there is no harm. House, as a householder, yes, one has to earn money. Therefore, my point is, make a lot of money. And then use it in Krishna's service. Then what happens is that when you use that in Krishna's service, is it Maya or is it Lakshmi? Right, Lakshmi.
Mahalakshmi, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, Sita Ram. So through that, you'll be able to approach Krishna. Yesterday, Jamunacharya was telling me about one secret. That more he does for Krishna, the more profit he makes. And he is a person whose heart is completely into serving Krishna. And you can see how Krishna is rewarding him. I don't know whether you can see, but I can see. But he confides in me, he tells me. So, and that's how it is. Of course, we should not do it for any kind of profit. Our attitude should be whatever Krishna wants. That should be our attitude. What Krishna wants. We can see many times that Krishna may puts his devotees into difficult distresses. Pandavas is such a wonderful example. But they were facing apparent difficulties, but were they affected? Were they affected by that? No. They were having a good time. Read Mahabharata and see. Pandavas were having a wonderful time. Whereas Duryodhana, apparently he was so successful, but the poor guy couldn't even sleep. He was in constant anxiety. Constant anxiety. Sign of good health is actually sound sleep. And devotees at least don't have any problem with that. And that's a clear indication that they're free from anxiety. And if at all there is anxiety, what do? They remember Krishna. They pray to Krishna. So that is the wonderful process that we have. As I told you, once I start speaking, okay, now I should stop. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
How do we know whether we're acting in the mode of goodness or in the mode of passion? Sometimes when you go through an activity, you don't know whether...
Okay, if you have any problem, you can ask the devotee next to you. Whether your action is in the mode of goodness or in the mode of passion. Okay, I can give you an indication. When the action is motivated by any material desire for profit or something to achieve material, that's passion. But when the action is motivated by knowledge, then it is material goodness. But when the actions are motivated by desire to please Krishna, that is pure goodness. So this is the indication. Whether I am, like knowledge means, should I really do it? Is it necessary? Has it been authorized by the scriptures? Or understanding the reality of it, like as I was saying, like something happens which is distressful, but you wonder, should I become affected by that? Because it's just more of, you know, a reaction of guna and karma, influence of guna and karma. So you're standing aside. And then you are seeing, ultimately everything is happening by Krishna's arrangement. I'm just an insignificant living entity in this huge arrangement of Krishna. So, you know, what's the big deal that something is distressful to me? So that attitude, which is based on scriptural understanding, the mode of goodness. And then when this action is only for the sake of serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna, that's pure goodness. My personal consideration is of no consequence. Okay. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama
Thank you. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Pacharya Ashtuttar Shatu Shri Shrimad Abhaya Charanaro Jindo Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada
Jai
ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
Jai
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Pacharya Ashtuttar Shatu Shri Shrimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki
Jai
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai
Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai
Shri Mathura Dham Ki
Jai
Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki
Jai
Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki
Jai
Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki
Jai
Harinam Sankirtan Ki
Jai
Shamobetu Bhakta Vrinda
Ki Jai
Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembly
of Krishna.
All glories to the assembly
of Krishna.
All glories to the assembly
of Krishna.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shundavadi Paschatta. Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai.
Jai.
So this brings us to the end of today's session. Tomorrow Guru Maharaj leaves in the morning for Peter Maritzburg. We can have breakfast and then to Newcastle, to Johannesburg.
No, to Ladysmith,
and then to Botswana for the opening of the temple. Guru Maharaj will return on the 24th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you're all invited to Amar Chaitanya's home for lunch. Amar Chaitanya's place for lunch, and tonight after Guru Maharaj. Hands out some sweets for you. There's prasadam before you leave. Thank you very much.
Very good.
So children first.